Responsibility for implementing the Access and Inclusion Plan. Implementing the City of Mandurah's Access and Inclusion Plan is the responsibility of all operating sections of the city, including agents and contractors. The Department of Communities describes an agent or contractor as: an agent is a person or business authorized to act on another's behalf. A contractor is an entity who performs a service or delivers a product under an agreement or contract with a public authority. There is an exchange of money for services. This includes grants. Communicating the Access and Inclusion Plan. The availability of the Access and Inclusion Plan will be publicized in the local community newspaper and directly to disability service organizations, groups and interested individuals. The Access and Inclusion Plan will be available on the city's website and by request in alternative formats, including print, standard or large, electronic format or braille. An easy English version of the Access and Inclusion Plan will also be produced and made available. For further information, please contact Community Development at the City of Mandurah on 08-9550-3256 or cdo@mandurah.wa.gov.au. City officers will be advised of the contents of the Access and Inclusion Plan and their responsibilities during regular internal meetings. Agents and contractors used by the city will be advised about the Access and Inclusion Plan through procurement documentation and through capacity building initiatives included in the Access and Inclusion Plan strategies. A copy of the Access and Inclusion Plan will also be lodged with the Australian Human Rights Commission. Monitoring, review and evaluation of the Access and Inclusion Plan. The city's community development officer will continue to liaise with the Access and Inclusion Advisory Group, the Access and Inclusion Plan internal working group and relevant managers to review progress on the implementation of the strategies identified in the Access and Inclusion Plan. The city's community development officer and the Access and Inclusion Advisory Group will also continue to inform and seek feedback from people with disability, their families, networks and disability organizations regarding the Access and Inclusion Plan outcomes and strategies. Elected members and city employees will be kept informed about the implementation of the Access and Inclusion Plan, and feedback on the effectiveness of the strategies will be sought. The city's Access and Inclusion Plan will be formally reviewed at least once every 5 years. Should the Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026 be amended, a copy of the amended plan will be lodged with the Department of Communities. The Access and Inclusion Plan implementation plan will be amended on a more regular basis to reflect budget considerations, progress and any access and inclusion issues which may arise. Reporting on the Access and Inclusion Plan. The city's community development officer, in collaboration with the Access and Inclusion Advisory Group and relevant city officers, will prepare a report each year on the implementation of the Access and Inclusion Plan. A status report will be provided to Council for formal endorsement. The City will report on the implementation of the Access and Inclusion Plan through its annual report and by completing the Department of Communities Progress Report template each year, outlining progress towards the outcomes of the Access and Inclusion Plan. Progress of the city's agents and contractors towards meeting the Access and Inclusion Plan. Strategies used to inform agents and contractors about the Access and Inclusion Plan. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who attended engagement sessions, provided feedback and responded to the surveys during the review of the previous plan and the development of the Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026. Your collective contributions have been incorporated into this document. City of Mandurah, P.O. Box 210, Mandurah WA 62100. 08. 9550-3777. Council@mandurah.wa.gov.au. mandurah.wa.gov.au. If you need help to speak or listen, you can use the National Relay Service on 1300-555-727. For more information, visit relayservice.gov.au. This information is available in alternative formats on request.